if you would seek them out. Do not look in silent graves that lie in measured rows across this land. These simple markers list but names and dates and places. They are no more than that. You cannot see the pain on whitened stone or sense the loss of lives full lived that might have been. Friend, they did not choose to die. The choice was not theirs. It was thrust upon them, and they accepted it. If not gladly, if not willingly, it was done in the certainty that through their single sacrifice would come the greater good. No, do not look among the silent graves. They are not there, nor seek them among the missing or the dead. You will not find them. If you would look, look rather among the living, for they are part of the land and of its people. They are the best of us and the least of us. They are father and son, sister and brother, husband and wife. They are all who would cherish freedom. They are all who would fight to defend it. Look for them, friend, and in the seeking and the finding, remember those who would not turn from duty's call, those who honor-bound to serve, serve with honor, and in that service fell from earth, sea, and sky, to color each too soon with native sun's own life's blood. Remember them, not for who they were, but for what they did. Time and distance slip between, and names once hard fast held, fleeting, fall quickly away, lost to fragile memory. So you stand, friend, today with them, and do not forget. We cannot, we will not forget. History is their monument, their hard-won epitaph. Though shock of battle is gone, what they did endures. It is enough now to raise our hand in silent tribute and remember.